Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation from March 26th comes from Exodus 37. In Exodus 37, we read about the construction of four pieces of furniture for the tabernacle: the Ark of the Covenant, the table, the lampstand, and the altar of incense. Today we will explore the significance of the first three of these pieces of furniture. For more on the altar of incense, see the meditation from Exodus 30. The Ark of the Covenant featured a cover called the mercy seat, on which two golden cherubim sat. For this reason, the Ark of the Covenant was the place where Yahweh was enthroned upon cherubim, according to Psalm 80 verse 1 and 99 verse 1, in his throne room on earth, the Holy of Holies. Alan Ross points out that the Ark of Covenant is both the place where the blood of sacrificial death was sprinkled on the lid to propitiate for the sins of Israel, according to Leviticus 16 verse 14, and also a symbol of life, since we read in Hebrews 9 verses 3 through 4 that the ark contained tablets of the law, that is the way of life, a container of manna, that is God's provision of life in the wilderness, and Aaron's budded staff, that is a symbol of new life. So, Ross writes, in the New Testament fulfillment of these things, Paul declares that God sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, so that through faith in his blood, we might have the remission of sins, according to Romans 3, verse 25, and new life in him, according to Romans 5, verses 17 through 19. The table was the place where the priests would regularly place the bread of the presence before Yahweh, according to Exodus 25, verse 30. And it functions similarly to the lampstand, which was also to be lit regularly, according to Leviticus 24, verse 3. By laying out the showbread every Sabbath day, a requirement from Leviticus 24, verse 8, the people of Israel acknowledged that God was the source of their physical and spiritual provision. And by lighting the lampstand regularly, Israel acknowledged that God was their source of light and truth. Jesus, very deliberately then, claims to be both the bread of God sent down from heaven in John 6, verses 22 through 59, as well as the true light who has come into the world, in John 1 verse 9 and 8 verse 12. We come together to worship every week, recognizing that only Jesus can satisfy our hunger and quench our thirst. And furthermore, we listen intently to his word, recognizing that Jesus is the truth of God in the world. The worship of the old covenant was true and good, but it was temporary and incomplete. None of the furniture in the tabernacle was sufficiently powerful to save anyone, but it accomplished a critical function by pointing forward to the one who would be powerful in himself to save the world. Our study of the tabernacle should both deepen our worship of Jesus and make us all the more thankful that Jesus accomplished for us what the tabernacle could not. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.